man, I got a good feeling about this job application. Keith Anderson, bank managerial trainee.
Mm. Hey, Keith, on that application, do they ask if you're black?
No, but when I get there for the interview, I'll be sure to tell them.
You know, it's also against the law to ask about your sex.
Now, baby, that's something I'm not going to tell them about. Come here, you.
Keith, you better cut it out.
I see here where Romeo's climbing up Juliet's balcony again.
Would you warn somebody when you walk into a room? Like, rattle your brain.
Look here, Bareface. When y'all get the urge to merge, why don't y'all put up a flashing red light like they do in Hollywood? With a little sign outside saying, love scene in progress. Young man kisses the creature from the Black Lagoon.
JJ, I'd break you in half, but you see, I don't want to have two of you around.
Hey, Michael, you gonna let him talk to your big brother like that?
Not if I do it first, chicken rib.
What do my eyes espy him?
It's like two bony fingers to me.
It's more like dust to me, Thalma. Look here. I got a couple of art students coming over here in a minute, and I don't want them painting over dust.
Look, this is your job painting class. You dust.
I can see that I'm surrounded by creative and mental midgets in here. I mean, would Rembrandt do furniture? Would Michelangelo do windows?
No, but he did ceilings.
Look, you better start doing your share of the work around here. You hear that? Puny Picasso.
You got something under your crocodile face?
Oh, stop! That's right, you heard me. Come in here. Calm down. That's normal talk.
At ease.
All day long, I have to handle a bus full of screaming kids. And there's only one thing worse. Coming home to a house full of screaming kids.
You had a bad day, huh?
Well, let me tell you. You know that little Roy Jr. who's always beating up on little Billy Washington?
Yeah.
Well, Billy brought his dog on the bus. And before I could stop the fight, Leroy bit the dog. Now, will somebody tell me what started all this?
It is stupid art class again.
I'll tell you what started all this, Ma. June 18th, 1957. The day Omen 3 was born.
Mama, JJ's art classes are here. I mean, this apartment is crowded enough.
Michael, it may be crowded, but the fees that JJ gets from his students is helping to pay the rent.
Ma, he only has two students. Clumsy Earl, who eats more than he paints, and Dumb Donna.
Dumb Donna?
That's right. Dumb Donna. When you asked her if she was ready to work in oils, she said, Mazzola or Crisco. That's dumb, honey.
Well, you gotta admit that that little Earl Mitchell really has got talent. Mm-hmm. Michael, did you see this one?
Let me see, Mama. Hold on. Yeah, that one's really good. But did you take a look at this monstrosity?
What do you call it?
Hey, come on, Michael. Donna's one of my prize students. This is an abstract version of pizza with everything on it.
Well, it looks like an explosion in a paint factory.
Well, look here, y'all. Donna's got a lot of talent. It's just a matter of bringing it out, you know?
Hi, JJ.
It looks like her problem is keeping it in.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Donna. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, baby, you got a lot of talent.
Ha 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 ha
JJ, I just know I'm gonna be a famous artist someday.
Yes.
I saw the cutest purple smock today. Mm-hmm. It was low cut in front, and it comes up to here. What do you think, JJ?
If Lautrec saw that, he would really be too loose. Mon chéri, la amour de Babon.
Lord have mercy.
Say, Donna, how'd you get started in that painting stuff?
Well, all my friends at school just rave about the way I paint my nails.
Yes! Yes!
Keith, darling, let's go to a movie.
A movie?
Yes, a movie. You know that movie you wanted to see with Peter Falk?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Let's go see
Peter
that
Peter Falk movie.
Right.
Excuse me there, lady. She has one thing I want to ask you. It's a simple question. Oh, jeez, I forgot the question. But you see, it's about the great form you have there. My wife has a form like it. And I don't want to know.
See you later, okay?
Bye-bye,
beautiful, everybody.
Beautiful. Come on.
Wow, he's nice. Mm. But he sure talks funny.
He certainly does.
So, what's the lesson for today, JJ?
The lesson for today is to erase what you did yesterday. Donna, I think you're gonna need a little more private instruction. Mm. Yeah. Come in. Oh, hey there, Earl. How you doing?
Hey, JJ. Sorry I'm late. You wouldn't believe what happened to me today.
Hi, Earl.
Oh, I'm a... If I dirt it into the fruit, I'll eat it.
It's all right. It's all right.
What happened to your other shoe?
Oh, my shoe. I spotted this pigeon who hurt his foot.
So you gave him your other shoe?
No, but it was a cat that was ready to pounce on the pigeon, so I threw my shoe at the cat.
I see. No, I don't. What happened to your other shoe, boy?
When my shoe missed the cat,
yeah,
it fell into an open manhole and hit a man on the head. Now, I never seen anybody so mad. He held up my shoe and said, "Hey, kid, is this yours?" I said, "No, it belongs to the pigeon." And I ran all the way over here.
JJ, my nose is itching.
Well, Penny, you can't scratch it now. Earl's in the middle of painting your left nostril.
But I have to scratch it.
Hey, look here, Penny. You should have thought it out before. You know, whenever Napoleon had a portrait done of him, he knew his stomach was going to itch. That's going to be always held his hand right in there.
Okay.
Oh. Earl, you really can paint, honey.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, Penny, lesson's over for today, so you can take a rest. Same time, same station tomorrow, though.
JJ... Aren't you forgetting something? My modeling fee, 25 cents an hour.
Oh, yeah. What? Somebody pick my pocket. Goodness. Well, look, I'll get it to you, but in the meanwhile, how about a banana and an apple?
Farrah Fawcett never worked for bananas and apples.
A banana and an apple, you're too kind, cheapskate. Let's go home, babe. Oh, wait a minute. Gotta tell Thelma something. They're not in the bedroom.
Say what?
I knew sooner or later they had to come up for some air.
They went to the movies, Willona.
Well, honey, if those two are up to their usual tricks, even the eyes of Laura Mars will be looking at them. Listen, tell Thelma that the new French bikinis came into the boutique this afternoon, honey.
Ooh, 60% off.
Wow, that's some sale.
That's not off the price, honey. That's off the bikini. I swear, I was born wearing more than that. I'll catch you later. Honey, take your money. The job, so-and-so.
Hi, babe.
Ma, that food smells good. When we gonna eat?
As soon as somebody sets the table.
Hey, I'm ready.
I will. Oh, what are we having?
Spaghetti, Earl.
Oh, I love spaghetti.
So do I, but it always goes to my hips.
Gee, I never noticed. You're just as big on top. I mean, you built real solid. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wish I didn't.
Earl, don't your parents ever say anything about you always eating over here?
Well, my parents are divorced.
Yeah, so you live with your father?
Yeah, I guess he lost the custody fight. But he doesn't mind me eating here. I told him I feel right at home.
Why, thank you, Earl.
Sure, all that hollering and screaming that goes on around here doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I didn't mean it that way. I mean...
It's all right, Earl. What does your father do?
Well, he's a construction worker. He works so hard that when he comes home, it's 3B time for him.
3B?
Beer, belts, and bed.
Well, you can tell him for me that we think you are very talented, very nice, and very...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very coordinated.
I'm Frank Mitchell. Is my son Earl here? Oh, there you are. Boy, I've been looking all over town for you. Didn't I tell you they won't have to come looking for you?
Oh, come on. You can't be pulling that kid's ear like that.
Say what?
Van Gogh. Yes, he did. Van Gogh got along very well with one ear. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's no way to treat the boy.
Mr. Mitchell, Earl is my brother's best student.
Not anymore. From now on, he's your brother's ex-student. Come on, here.
Hey, Donna, you can't quit taking my art lessons now. So what if you painted a dog that looked like a giraffe? Haven't you ever heard of a long-necked Doberman? All right, bye. First, Earl quits taking my art lessons. Now, Donna, what worse could happen? It just happened.
All right, JJ, there ain't nothing in your lease to say you can use this apartment for an art studio. Now, how does the word eviction grab you?
Go ahead, Bookman, evict me. Torch me, put me on the rack. Show me pictures of your wife. I'm washed up anyway.
Well, what's wrong, man?
I just lost my only two art students.
You mean you only had two students and they both quit?
Yeah, Bookman. Hey, Bookman, what's so funny?
I mean, you got an art class with no students. You know what that means?
No, what?
That means you ain't got no class. Get it, JJ? No class?
I get it, Bookman. Now, there's the door. You get it.
I mean, if you want to practice, you can always paint me, man.
Look, Bookman, I don't paint landscapes. That's right. I've heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but I never paint the slumping pile of lasagna.
That does it!
Hey, look out, clown.
Hi, JJ.
Hey, Earl. What you doing here?
I'm here for an art lesson. My father changed his mind. Don't you believe me?
Earl, I believe you as much as I believe Mean Joe Green sleeps with a teddy bear.
I guess I'm not a very good liar, huh? I just want to finish my portrait of Penny. JJ, if I can't paint, I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Hey, but don't worry, I'll figure out something. I'll tell my mother... Well, I'll tell her a little white lie. But
okay,
I'll tell...
JJ, what will you tell me?
That Earl painted a picture of an apple that looked so real, there were worms on the canvas.
Now, JJ, you know how Mr. Mitchell feels about Earl taking art lessons.
Oh, Ma, but it's unfair. I mean, I'm teaching the guy a skill, so one day he can hold his head up high and be a genuine, starving artist.
I don't know why he won't let me be an artist. I can't do anything else. I couldn't even put together a jigsaw puzzle if it only had one piece.
Mama, suppose Earl had to give up his dreams of wanting to be an artist. You wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
Now, Michael, don't you try to push me into a corner. You forget one thing. Earl isn't my son.
Yeah, but just suppose he was. Would you want somebody like Mr. Mitchell stomping all over his future?
JJ, if Earl was my son, I wouldn't want anybody teaching him to disobey me. So I'm not going to interfere with the way he chooses to raise Earl. Earl, wait a minute. But he didn't say anything about visiting. Anybody for pie?
Yeah! All right, then. Dive right in, Earl. Make yourself feel right at home there. Uh-oh. Either that's your father or the Avon lady's got brass knuckles.
I'll get the door.
Wait, don't tell him I'm here, please.
Earl!
Oh, hi, Mr. Mitchell.
He's here again, isn't he?
Who you looking for, stranger?
You know damn well who I'm looking for.
Well, we got so many art students here, I get confused.
Come on, stop jiving. Where's my boy?
Fellow about this high, big afro.
Yeah.
Michael, he's talking about the little Korean boy.
All right, then I ask you.
You don't see him here, do you?
Earl, you in there?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, you heard him. Don't you believe your own son?
Earl, you get out of here, boy. You're about to get the whipping of your life.
Mr. Mitchell, calm down.
You mind your own business, woman.
I said calm down. Well, I did ask you nicely.
All right, I'm calm.
Well, thank you. Now, can't we talk about this sensibly, parent to parent?
All right, parent, tell me. Who gave you the right to interfere with another parent trying to raise his kid?
Believe me, Mr. Mitchell, that's farthest from my mind. But why are you so dead set against the child taking art lessons?
It's a waste of time.
It's just a couple of hours a week.
And it's a waste of money.
Well, then I give him a special J.J. Evans free scholarship for sons with hard-headed fathers.
It's a waste of hope.
Hope is never a waste, Mr. Mitchell.
Oh, sure. You're gonna tell me that canvas over there is some magic carpet to fame or fortune, but I don't close my eyes to the fact my boy and I live in a ghetto.
You don't have to tell me that. Do we look like we get room service around here?
Then you should understand. Here we are, and here's where we're stuck.
Don't you care about your son's future?
Sure, I care about my kid, but where is he going? He got 2 left feet and 10 thumbs. See what I mean?
Earl, what's going on? What happened?
Oh, it's okay. I didn't break much. Just something that smells like burnt rubber. It's called ghetto musk.
Ghetto musk? That's my best cologne. How much of it can you sponge up? When that boy was born, I hoped and prayed he'd be an athlete, a performer, some kind of job get him out of the ghetto. But Earl, the first thing he does after he gets up in the morning is fall down. I'm telling you, that boy could trip over limp. He can't do nothing. I've seen people fall off a scaffold with better coordination than what that boy's got.
Mr. Mitchell, instead of harping on what he can't do, why don't you talk about what he can do?
Yeah, look at this, Mr. Mitchell. He did this with 10 thumbs. I'm telling you, the boy could paint with his feet.
Mr. Mitchell, I mean, in my opinion, I think Earl has the potential to be one of the best artists to come out of the ghetto since...
Since me. And that's the best compliment I can give him.
This painting business, that's a pastime for white folks.
What's somebody do, bleach me?
Where have you been, Mr. Mitchell? What makes you think that sports and show business are the only way out of the ghetto? A lot of our people are serious artists.
That's right, Mr. Mitchell. Haven't you ever heard of artists like Ernie Barnes, Charles White, or Bernie Casey?
Come on. I ain't never heard of no black man getting out of the ghetto with a paintbrush.
Oh, yeah?
What about the guy painting the white line down the freeway?
Please.
Earl, you get out here right now. Listen, when you get that boy out of your bathroom, I want him out here in front of me right now. Now, Earl! Well, there you are. Now, you going home with me and you ain't ever coming back here again. You got that? No. Boy, you don't hear so good. You ever come back here again, you're going to get a worse whipping than the one you're going to get tonight.
I'm coming back, Pa.
I swear I'm going to whip you.
And I'll come back again.
And I'll whip you again.
Then I guess that's just how it'll be till one of us gives up.
What am I going to do with this boy?
Well, for starters, you can try listening.
I just want to talk for myself just once.
All right, then, talk.
I don't know what to say.
Maybe you can try telling me why you just have to do this fool painting thing.
I have to. It's my life.
You really think you're going to paint your way out of the ghetto?
I'm not trying to paint my way out of the ghetto. I just want to paint the ghetto.
Well, for somebody who didn't know what to say, you said that very good, son.
Okay, then. You throw your life away taking painting lessons, but you ain't gonna use my money to do it. And where you been getting the money to take them lessons anyway? What you been doing, stealing?
I've been using my lunch money.
Oh, my Lord. No wonder the poor child is always so hungry.
Yeah. And all the time, I thought he had to take one.
Mr. Mitchell, my brother J.J. did say he'd give her all free lessons.
No, no, the Mitchells don't take no charity. I'll pay for the lessons.
Pa, you don't have to...
You shooting off your mouth again, huh? I said I'd pay for the lessons, that's final. Don't be a stubborn fool. Oh, like your father.
Pretty good, huh, Mr. Mitchell?
We Mitchells don't do anything pretty good. It's great.
Thanks, Pa.